91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard. And it's just another night here at WNTI, and except that we're taking all requests tonight. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're calling this Your Faves, because that's the way they would have said it in 1963 Liverpool. They would have said Your Faves instead of Your Favorites. So these are all your requests. Now, I've got a bunch of requests to queue up. I think I might have time for a few more, so if you want to call, but wait until I'm finished talking, please. It's 908-852-4545, and we will make every effort to get your request on the air. As long as it's the Beatles or, you know, John, George, Paul, or Ringo, just give us a call, 908-852-4545. And we have Regina and son James here to help with the phone, so don't be surprised if you hear someone that doesn't sound like me. And we also have a trivia question. See, somebody's calling, and I asked them not to do that yet, so we can't answer the phone. Sorry, but we have a trivia question, and you can also call with the answer to that if you'd like, 908-852-4545. I'm going to set it up. Today, Sid Bernstein passed away at the age of 95. Now, you might wonder, who's Sid Bernstein? Well, he's basically an impresario, or was an impresario, much more than just a concert promoter. He basically brought the Beatles to the United States. Back in around February 1963, he was enrolled in a certain school that required him to read British newspapers. And he kept reading about the Beatles, what's going on over there? And he never heard a note of any of their songs. A couple of them had been released in the States, but they went nowhere. They were on the Swan label or the VJ label. Nobody listened to them. Nobody bought them. Nobody played them. Not nobody, but, you know, close enough to nobody. So it didn't work. But he kept hearing about them, and he thought, you know what? There's got to be something to this. We have to bring these guys over to the United States. So what he did was he had been working for a sort of agency that was working with entertainers. And, he put the idea to them that, you know, we should book these guys for Carnegie Hall, for Pete's sake. You know, they're just so big over there. They got to be good. Well, nobody believed him. They didn't buy into the idea. So he just decided that he was going to call Brian Epstein himself. So he found out Brian's number at home, called him at home, and told him, I want to bring the Beatles to Carnegie Hall. And so he's the one that arranged for the Ed Sullivan appearances. For Carnegie Hall, he arranged the Beatles to play at Shea Stadium. Really, really important player in the history of the Beatles. Sid Bernstein died today at the age of 95 of natural causes, not stated, but old age, we might say. So here's the question. Remember I said a minute ago that he was attending a school that required him to read British newspapers, and that's how he found out about the Beatles and subsequently brought them to this country? What was the name of the school that Sid Bernstein was attending at the time? If you know the answer and you're the first correct caller, we are going to give you a gift certificate to, let's see, I think it's Panther Pub. Yes, Panther Pub here in right near the station. So 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545, and just wait a minute until I stop talking. I want to tell you what we first heard. We started out with What is Life from All Things Must Pass, and that goes out to Kate from Milford, Connecticut, as requested by her dad, Joel, from Avon, Connecticut. I'm not sure whose idea it was, but he's the one that communicated with me. And by the way, you might wonder, how is somebody in Connecticut going to hear this show, because we don't stream online and it's way too far to get the signal? Well, they listen to the archive, which is found on my website, garyalt.com. Just go to G-A-R-Y-A-L-T. Yes, I do know how to spell my name. .com. And go to, let's see, multimedia. And it's on the left-hand side, and then the top link will bring up the page for all the Cavern shows, and you can just pick your show and listen to any one you want. So that one went out to Kate from Milford, Connecticut, and then let's see, after that, Chris from Sparta requested Another Day from Paul McCartney, and he made another request that we'll likely get on the air a little bit later in the show. So again, if you know the answer to this trivia question, or you want to make a request, give us a call at 908-852-4545. Now let's play another request. This is actually the one song that I'm going to play that was not requested. I requested someone to give me a request, but she wouldn't do it. But I happen to know that she's going to have a 3-month anniversary coming up in a few days. So this one goes out to Regina.
Thank you.
And that was George Harrison with Wawa, another song off of the All Things Must Pass album, a great one of my favorites, great album, great song. That was requested by listener Glenn. So thank you very much, Glenn. And before that, we heard, we heard McCartney with That Would Be Something. And that went out to Regina from Stewartsville. And we're going to take a break now, and then we're going to carry on with some more requests.
This is Luther Dickinson from the North Mississippi All-Stars, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Big Al Anderson, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Toyota World of Newton, New Jersey, located on Route 206. Toyota World has a selection of new and certified pre-owned Toyotas and Scions, including the Toyota Camry, Corolla, and the Scion FRS. Information on Toyota World inventory can be found at newtontoyota.com or by phone 1-888-404-1227 for Toyota World of Newton.
The public radio player from PRX is the only way to listen to WNTI in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, anywhere at any time. You can look at WNTI's upcoming schedule of programs, view updates from WNTI's Twitter account, and the best part, you can donate to WNTI safely and securely through the app. Visit WNTI.org for more information on the public radio player.
Take me back where paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. And yes, we do have the correct answer to the trivia question, but you can still call in with your song requests. Now, this one goes out to Kevin.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. Singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
One, two, three, four. This here's the story about a house husband who, you know, just has to get out of the house. He's been looking at the, you know, the kids for days and days. He's been washing the dishes and screwing around and watching Sesame Street till he's going crazy. Woke up this morning, blues around my head. No need to. I'm stepping out.
Before one.
Oh Woman, Oh Why, from the Ram reissue by Paul McCartney. Actually, it was originally a B-side of a single. So that goes out to, let's see, the Bob from Dingman's Ferry, a frequent caller and listener of our station. He requested that. And let's see, we started that set off with Mull of Kintyre from Paul McCartney. Huge, huge hit for him, especially in the UK. And that was requested by Carolina, who requested a whole bunch of songs, but that's probably the only one I'm going to be able to get on, which is a good thing. And then we continued on with Paperback Writer from Past Masters Volume 2. And let's see, who requested that? That was from Stan, who lives in California. And again, he's going to be listening to this on the archive from GaryAlt.com website. And he said he loves the bass line, and I happen to agree with him. And let's see, then we heard Blackbird. And I didn't want to play the Beatles version. I played the Wings Over America version. That goes out to Kevin in Hopatcong. And then she requested that, I should say. And then we played I'm Steppin' Out from John Lennon's posthumous release Milk and Honey, and that was requested by Doug from Sparta. So I think I got them all in. So we're going to take a break, carry on with some more music.
In this age of corporate radio and automated music services, Death Valley Radio is still built by hand, one set at a time. My name is Ron Alden, and I hope you'll join me here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
Dixon Energy supports WNTI. Dixon Energy supplies heating oil, biodiesel, and propane for homes and businesses. Dixon Energy also offers installations of boilers, hot water heaters, solar hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Dixon Energy serves Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. More information available at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
When I made the transition from business to law enforcement, I knew I needed to enhance my leadership and management skills. So I enrolled in Centenary College's Masters of Leadership and Public Administration program. Thanks to faculty who represent the best of two worlds, real life experience, and a commitment to teaching, I developed the expertise I needed to serve and protect my community. I am Patrolman Scott Myers with the Washington Township Police Department. Check out all of Centenary College's graduate programs at www.centenarycollege.edu/WNTI.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still? Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. Or if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name.
I look at you with eyes that shine. Some days I don't. I don't believe that you are mine. It's no good asking me what time of day it is, who won the match or scored the goal. Some days I look. Some days I look into your soul. I laugh to think how young we were. Sometimes it's hard, it's hard to know which way to turn. Don't ask me where I found that picture on the wall, how much it cost or what it's worth. Sometimes I laugh to think how young we were. Tell us what is real inside each one of us is love, and we know how it feels. Some days I cry for those who live in fear. Some days I don't remember why I'm here. No use reminding me, it's just the way it is. Who ran the race or came in first? Some days I cry for those who fear the worst. Tell us what is real inside each one of us is love, and we know how it feels. Some days I look at you with eyes that shine. Some days I don't, I don't believe that you're. It's no good asking me what time of day it is, who won the match or scored the goal. Some days I look into your soul.
That was Paul McCartney with Some Days from his album Flaming Pie. And that was requested by Janet from Sparta. Thanks a lot for calling in, Janet. And we started that set off with I Will from the Beatles' White Album. And that was requested all the way from Sarasota, Florida by Wendy, who will obviously be listening to it in archived on the GaryAlt.com website. We have an answer to the trivia question. And Chris from Sparta, who, by the way, Chris, thanks for requesting Another Day. And I wanted to get your other request on, which was Too Many People. Great song, but we're not going to have time for it. But and I miss you, too, by the way. But Chris from Sparta had the correct answer. And that, well, the question was Sid Bernstein, the impresario that brought the Beatles to the United States, talked to Brian Epstein on the phone and arranged the Ed Sullivan appearance, the Carnegie Hall appearance 3 days later. The Shea Stadium concert. He died today at the age of 95 in his sleep. And the question was, what school did he attend that required him to read British newspapers? And that's what led him to realize that the Beatles are going to be a very special thing. And this was back in early 1963, way before anybody was listening to them. And the answer is, Let me pull up the tab here. The New School for Social Research, which now is just called the New School, but the New School for Social Research. So we have to thank them for helping to make the Beatles famous. Let's carry on now with a request for Imagine, and this comes from Ed from Hackensack. So Imagine, John Lennon.
Thank you. imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Say the only words I know that you
That, of course, is the Beatles with Michelle from Rubber Soul, requested by Mickey from Rockaway, whose given name is Michelle, so that song has a special place in her heart. And we started that off with Imagine from John Lennon's album of the same name, and that goes out to Ed in Hackensack, who requested it. And we're going to finish this off with Let It Be, but I'm going to kind of break my rules of not talking through songs out of respect for the artist, because we're plumb out of time. But this was requested by Donna for her daughter, Linny. They're both from Vernon. And so we're playing Let It Be from the Beatles album of the same name, and we're going to have to fade it out at the end. I'm sorry. But the only song we were not able to get in, by the way, was Andrew from Cranberry Lake requested Time Takes Time. Really good choice, but we just didn't have time. So we'll do this again. Maybe every couple of months we'll do it. Who knows? In the meantime, this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And next week, we're going to carry on. We're going to be playing the 1976 Beatles radio experience. So let's listen to Let It Be.
Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.